Blog Talk Good morning. Radio.
Good morning and welcome to this episode of, wow, my mind went completely blank. Wasn't that cute? To this episode of Blog Talk Radio and Haven of the Soul. I'm your hostess, Pearl James, and today we were to talk about who do I trust in the spiritual field. Now, this is a bit of a heavy topic, and so I want to be able to approach it in a way that feels realistic. Now, when we talk about people who are doing fraudulent or unethical practices, this isn't just in the spiritual field. This applies everywhere. And some of the things we're going to talk about today, these techniques can be used in your business when you're looking to hire anyone, whether it be a babysitter, a personal chef, a roof repairman. And so this isn't a topic that is exclusive to spiritual seekers and their development. As human beings, we've always been very, very creative at finding ways of deceiving people. And sometimes it's done unintentionally, but most of the time it's a well-thought-out plan. And so as we approach this topic today, I want you to be highly aware of the fact that this issue of fraud and unethical practices is across the board. It's not just one field or another. So let's get started with a couple of things that come out right away that are unique to the spiritual field. Spiritual seekers and those looking for mentors or answers carry with them an extra burden of finding someone ethical. But not only just ethical, but someone who resonates with them. Now, I'm going to use that word several times today, resonates. And that means that the vibrational frequency is the same between you and the person you're seeking. Historically, we have had prophets and teachers and gurus throughout history. And they didn't always seem to fit with everybody. And that is true even today. And so part of this problem that exists here is finding someone who resonates with you. But there are some very specific kinds of problems that arise in the spiritual field. One of those is that most spiritual seekers have felt judged. They have been belittled for their beliefs, their practices, for what they feel in their heart is the truth. And they are very, very reluctant to judge someone else harshly. And so someone may come into your field and be referred even by someone else and then not have the ethics or the vibration that matches with you. And we're reluctant to say, no, this doesn't work for me, or I think you're not telling me the truth, because we've been judged ourselves, and so it's very, very difficult for us to judge another person and to point out the inconsistencies and the flaws. A friend of mine recently had this experience. She was asked to attend a meeting at a friend's house with a very gifted healer. And as she went there, she was very excited about what she heard and saw. We have another partner that went there and was very skeptical. And he stepped back because, again, he's not willing to judge. If this works for someone else, then perhaps I should just not say anything. And as a few weeks passed, some things began to happen that made her very wary of her teacher. And so she began to do some research, and that research led her to believe that this was a fraudulent practitioner. But again, she was reluctant to say anything because she had invited people to listen to this man. And so not wanting to judge is one of the biggest issues we run into, because it allows fraudulent practitioners to continue perpetrating their fraud in their fraud in another circle of seekers. And so be very cautious. If something doesn't feel right to you, if it feels fraudulent, if it feels like it's a con artist or a predator, you want to be very, very careful of that. The second is that in the spiritual realm, unlike the medical or legal realms, there's no licensing or certifications of what you can do. Now, some practitioners have a practice that has been certified by whom they learned it from. But because spiritual gifts are not exact, and because spiritual gifts are individual to the person, it's absolutely impossible for there to be licensing, for there to be certifications. And you wouldn't want that, because it would limit and standardize spiritual practices, and that would limit the gift as well. A third issue that comes up is that there's two sides to every coin. And with spiritual gifts, there is that same situation. First of all, who believes in this practitioner or this spiritual gift? Some people believe very much in the messages that they get from a psychic reader or a tarot reader, but they don't trust that quiet little voice inside their own head and heart. Some people are very talented and gifted and have large followings, while members of their families say, oh, they can't do that. It happened with me when I approached my former husband with the fact that I knew stuff. I didn't know how I knew it, but I knew things, and very clearly things that I didn't know any other way than just knowing them in my heart. And even though at the time his favorite television show was Medium, he literally could not accept that I had any kind of spiritual gifts. Now, this is quite common. Many times people in a family either are accepted or highly rejected. Also, I see this happen quite often in the major media, that people begin to try and prove that someone doesn't have a spiritual gift, or they can't accept that this person is a true practitioner. I've seen it with a major television medium, that there are several people trying to prove that she isn't who she says she is, because she's not 100% all the time correct, or they don't accept her method of operation. Now, it doesn't affect her validity or her gift. All it does is say that the person who's trying to prove that she is a fraudulent practitioner has an experience that leads them to believe something different. But if you're looking for someone who is 100% true all the time, you're going to be disappointed. We're human beings, and just look at all the times you haven't been true 100% to what you believe. I know it happens to me daily. I mean, as I started my business, one of the things that frustrated me the most is I knew exactly what actions I needed to take to make my business profitable, procrastinate. Well, the same thing happens with spiritual teachers, with teachers of any kind. Just because they have a gift and just because they are putting themselves out there and serving is not going to guarantee that they are 100% all the time. Medical doctors often make mistakes. That's why it's called a medical practice. It's not an exact science, and neither are spiritual gifts. And so be very cautious of taking the word for or against a practitioner. Make those judgments for yourself. Now, the last thing is referrals. Here again, I want to caution you about referrals. Listen but don't follow blindly. These are another person's experience, and they will not always match your own. I have taken referrals and been totally delighted with the practitioners I've met and worked with. I have taken other people's referrals and been very pointed and truly thought that maybe this person was just practicing for the money. And so don't ever feel like you have to take a referral at face value. As we approach our spiritual gifts and as we look for mentors, as we look for practitioners who can help us along the way, there are some steps we can take to help ourselves a great deal. Some of the warning signs that will come up along the way that you want to really pay attention to. First of all, is the person, do they have a lot of secrecy around what they do? Are there big changes in their stories? We've recently had someone in our community who was meeting with large groups of people, telling them that they needed to pay large amounts of money to get certified in the practice that he had because he was only in town for a little while and then he was going back to his home in another country. And as people began to, this might not be true because he was in town for a very, very long time, they began to do some research and they found that the country he said he was going back to had no record of him, that they could find incidences where he had been in town at least 12 times in just the last few years. And so there was some inconsistencies in his story. There was a lot of secrecy about what he did. And his story was always changing. With this group, he was from one country. From another group, he was with another country. And he claimed to have education from a university that had no record of him ever having attended that university. And so you want to just be highly aware of the stories around a person's existence. Now, it doesn't mean that someone hasn't changed their name. It doesn't mean that someone hasn't had some training that they took at a particular university, though was never enrolled as a student there. Be wise, but also be very, very cautious. Also, all of us that have business practices around our spiritual practices, because practitioners are worth their hire and because there does need to be an energy exchange, and money being one of those energies that can be exchanged. Another thing, though, that might tip you off is if there is a continual more training and more training and more training and more training on the same topic. Now, it doesn't mean that someone can't train you in several different things and that each of those things would be a separate training. My Reiki master, for instance, is very gifted at using a pendulum. And so, but those are very different practices, different classes that she offers. My hypnotist that I work with on a regular basis also sells herbal supplements and essential oils. Now, those are different practices. It isn't continually more and more and more in one practice. So be cautious if it looks like someone is just getting more and more and more money for the same thing. That would be one of those red flags you want to pay attention to. Another is unrealistic claims. In the spiritual field and in the spiritual development realm, we know very clearly that you do a healing. You are not healed by someone else. So if someone claims that they can heal you, if they use words like diagnose, cure, prescribe, these are medical treatments. These are not spiritual things. And you want to be very cautious of that. I have heard of people who say that they can cure autism, that they can cure Alzheimer's. If that were the case, the line to those people's door would be long and hard to get into. And yet, they continue to make these claims. Be cautious. As spiritual seekers, often we are in transition. And we're experiencing a lot of pain. And if we're looking for that magic pill, it is very easy for us to be swayed by whatever claim comes along. And so be realistic in everything you do. There are 4 steps that I subscribe to when I am looking at anyone and any practice as to whether or not, for me, this is a practitioner I could work with. Now, the first step is awareness. Be aware of those changes in story. Be aware of any secrecy. Be aware that claims are being made that you just don't believe they can do. You need some proof. Never feel bad about that. Never feel bad about asking for references. There are plenty of honest practitioners who many, many people will testify to their abilities. So always, always, always be aware. It's not bad advice for anything in life is to be aware and be questioning. Don't be afraid to ask questions. How does that work? When did you first notice that? How have you developed that skill? These are not bad questions to ask, and they will never offend a true spiritual practitioner. They will only reassure them that you are serious about your seeking. The second is resonance. I told you I was going to use that word a lot today. I like that word, resonance. It just vibrationally aligns with me. And so by using resonance, it means how does it feel? If you feel uncomfortable with someone, don't work with them. If you don't feel that alignment with them, don't work with them. If you feel someone is telling you something that is not good for you, don't work with them. We have feelings for a reason. And mostly those feelings are to guide us. If it's a bad feeling, don't go down that road. Whether it's a teaching or a thought, if you have a bad feeling, don't go down that road. If it feels good, make sure it feels good to your soul and not just your ego. Our ego plays a very important part in our survival as a human being. But to have someone tell you things that are not true just because they make you feel good, be cautious of that. But if your heart resonates and feels a glow and a wonder and says, yes, that sounds like truth to me, then follow that one. Hook up with that person. Learn what you can from them. Go have your readings with them because they will guide you for your vibrational level in exactly the direction you should be going. Feelings are one of the most important things that we have at our disposal for detecting truth or lie. When someone hurts your feelings, there's a reason that's so powerful. Feelings were given to us to act as a compass. If it hurts, don't go there. If it feels good, do more of that. I love those words, and I hear them often from Esther Hicks as she is channeling Abraham. If it feels good, do more of that. I like that advice, and I think it's very authentic, and it will keep you out of a lot of stress. The next one is experience. Use your direct experience to help you make decisions. I was referred recently to a wonderful angel reader, and so many people had spoken so highly of her. And so of a couple of weeks ago, I arranged a reading with her. And delightful woman, incredibly delightful, wonderful spirit. And as we began our reading, I was so touched. I resonated with her, her kindness, her seeking, her lovely, lovely spirit. But as she spoke, I could have gotten those words from many different readers up to a point where there was a pause and she said, "Your family has arrived." And she gave me specific details about my parents passing. She gave me specific messages from them that only they would have known between the two of us. And as you can see and hear, I was so touched. It resonated with me. My experience with her was one that could not be denied. And so I really, truly encourage you to listen to those feelings and have your own experience, as that is a true judge of whether this person is gifted and has your best interest at heart. Now, another experience I had a few months ago was that I'm an older woman and I've been having some problems that older women have. I was starting to experience an increased incidence of incontinence. And besides being embarrassing, it was terribly inconvenient. And as I supported someone else who was working with a healer, I was simply sitting in the chair, bearing witness to what they were experiencing. All of a sudden, as the healer was speaking, my body began to react. Muscles began to contract that hadn't contracted in some time. And it went on the whole time we were in session with this wonderful woman and continued even into that evening and began to slow down the next day. And I was totally surprised about how all of this was going on. But what I experienced, and the evidence was very clear over the next few weeks, was a complete healing of that incontinence. That's a personal experience. Yes, I'm working with that woman today, and will for several weeks and months to come, because my experience says this is a person who has what you need and what resonates with you. I wasn't even in session with her and yet received that healing. Now, I know my body did it, but she facilitated that. And so that is absolutely what you want to experience. And the last but not least is listen to your heart. Listen to your spirit. Listen to your spiritual guides. Listen to spirit. Because this, when you are seeking a teacher, when you are seeking a mentor, what you want more than anything else is for your spirit to speak with their spirit. Those four steps will keep you from being taken advantage of, keep you from receiving teachings or experiences that will not build you. Always, always, always listen to your heart. Listen to your spirit. Listen to your spirit guides. You will know. You are designed to know. So let me really quickly run through those four things just by name, so that as you're seeking a mentor, a teacher, a guide, first of all, use your awareness. Be a little skeptical. Ask questions. Make sure their story carries proof. Resonance, how does it feel? always, always, always be on the same vibrational level as your seekers, teachers, practitioners. Judge by your experience, not by someone else's. Judge by your own personal experience. And fourth, listen to spirit. Listen to your heart. If you will do these, you cannot be led astray, because this is where truth is found, is in your own heart, in your own intuition. You are powerful beyond measure, and your body is a powerful healing machine. And by listening to those messages, you will not be a victim, and you will be in charge of your growth, and you will be working with people who have your best interest at heart. And so I'm really delighted that you joined me today for this episode. The time has gone very, very fast. We only have a little over 3 minutes left, and there are some things coming up at Haven of the Soul that are extremely exciting for me, and I wanted to share those with you today before we ran out of time. Please do visit my website at havenofthesoul.com. New blog posts come on twice a week, on Tuesdays and Fridays. And often these episodes are also re-aired there as a blog post. But there's also other good information there. But I wanted today to tell you about some things that are coming up. This weekend, if you were in the Salt Lake area, on Friday starting at noon and going through Saturday at about 6 p.m. is about the time we will close, near 6 p.m., we're going to be doing a workshop called Discovering and Embracing Your Spiritual Gifts. Now, in this workshop, you'll learn how to protect yourself. You will also be able to share some of the experiences you've had in a small group setting. We're limiting this class to 10. There are only a few spots left. If you go to the website, you can, and go to events, you can sign up from there. And we're just excited about offering this. On Saturday, you will have several hours to try out, experience different spiritual gifts and methodologies. We're just anticipating a really good time on Saturday. And then a part of this workshop will also introduce you to your spirit guides if you do not know who they are. It will give you some experience in guided visualization to assist you in reaching out and getting answers. And many, many other things we have planned for this workshop. We would be delighted to see you there. You can also give me a call and just talk to me personally. My phone number is on the website. And because we're running short on time, I'm not going to get in that today. Also, if you go to the website and subscribe, we have some guided meditations coming out in March, and we will be starting to do a guided meditation each week in March, and that will be free for the people who go on the website and register and subscribe. So we would really invite you to do that. Share this with your friends. It's my pleasure and delight to have been your hostess today on Blog Talk Radio for Haven of the Soul. And we look forward to talking to you next week. We're going to have these broadcasts regularly every week at 1 p.m. on Tuesdays. So please join us. It's my pleasure, and trust your soul.